At 7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky here in Atlantic, 71 degrees. A heat advisory continues through 7 p.m. Tuesday for the entire listening area. It'll be sunny, hot, and continued humid today with a high of 95, heat indices 101 to 106 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters. You can trust names like Radio Shack, U.S. Cellular, and Dish Network. A multi-vehicle crash closed Interstate 80 in Pottawatomie County for about 2 hours last night. We still don't have many details at this time, but according to the Iowa DOT, the crash happened at around 7 p.m. on I-80 westbound near the Walnut exit. The mess was cleaned up and the road reopened to regular traffic just after 9 p.m. I'll have more news in just a moment. News time is 7:07.
This is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Chicago asking people, what would make you happy?
I wish the moles would stop invading my yard.
See, I think you'd be happier switching to a wireless plan that saves you money.
That would probably do it, too.
U.S. Cellular's Premium Plus plan can save a family of four over $1,000 a year. And not only that, you get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and plenty of data. You like saving $1,000.
I would.
Yeah, and you hate what?
Moles.
If your wireless plan is costing too much, switch to U.S. Cellular. Get the Android-powered HTC Merge for $149.99 and use it with the Premium Plus plan and be with the happiest customers in wireless.
Phone prices after $100 mail and rebate that comes as a Visa debit card. A bookable smartphone data plan required. New 2-year agreement and $30 activation fee may apply. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. If your wireless plan is costing too much, come see me. I'll show you the Merge, an absolutely awesome smartphone at a great price. We're your authorized U.S. Cellular agent, Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
Police in Council Bluffs are asking for your help in locating a missing female juvenile. 17-year-old Michaela Renee Allen of Council Bluffs was last seen at the Council Bluffs Public Library at around 4:30 p.m. Sunday. Michaela stands about 5 feet 6 inches tall and weighs about 130 pounds. She was last seen wearing a multicolored hat with lettering on it, a pink shirt, and tight skinny jeans with high heels. A witness at the library said the teen left on foot from that location after making several calls on a cell phone. If you have come into contact with her, you're asked to call the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-4721. A 27-year-old man was sentenced to up to 5 years in prison for taking alcohol to a Harlan party where a teenager drank it and later died. Dustin Thomas of Crescent pleaded guilty in July to supplying alcohol to someone under the legal age, resulting in death. He was sentenced last Friday in Shelby County District Court. 17-year-old Julio Caceres was found unconscious at a party in Harlan last October and died 2 days later at a hospital. An autopsy showed he choked on his vomit. Court records say that Thomas told investigators he took a bottle of whiskey to the party. The complaint says several witnesses reported that Caceres drank a large amount from that bottle. Well, as you may have heard on KJAN Sunday night, the king and queen for this year's Cass County Fair were announced. The ceremony marked the start of the fair Sunday evening. Reigning over the fair this year as queen is newly crowned Erin Steele, the daughter of Lynette and Doug Steele. Robert Nichols, the son of Linda and Bill Nichols, was crowned the fair king. Other royalty this year include Tess Peck, who won the titles of both Cass County Fair Princess and Miss Congeniality. And Mark Jacobson was named Prince. J.T. Baker was awarded the title of Mr. Congeniality. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, railroad crews are cleaning up after 22 cars of a coal train derailed near Denison. Mark Davis, a spokesman for the Omaha, Nebraska-based Union Pacific Railroad, says the 136-car train was headed from Wyoming to Illinois when a section derailed at around 6:40 a.m. Sunday. There were no injuries reported. Davis said the crews will work into today to clear the debris and repair about 800 feet of damaged track that stretches over two rail lines. One of the lines was expected to reopen sometime today. The cause of the derailment remains under investigation. Iowa's corn crop is growing even taller as we move into the month of August. The Iowa Department of Transportation's State Safety Engineer Jeremy Forthrums is reminding motorists to approach rural intersections with extreme caution.
As the corn comes up in height, it cuts off some of the sight triangles at the intersections, making it hard to see oncoming traffic from other approaches.
There are normally about two fatalities and dozens of crashes each year in Iowa due to sight obstruction on rural gravel intersections and driveways.
They're fairly consistent from year to year that we have. You know, on the neighborhood of about 50 people that have injuries, we have about 50 crashes at these type of intersections. So it's not a great number of incidences, but it represents a certain risk to drivers that use those type of roads.
Most rural intersections are not marked with stop or yield signs. Some motorists speed through the intersections if they don't see dust from an approaching vehicle, and Vorthams says that's a bad idea.
We try to encourage people not to just rely on the dust trail at this time of year. You know, when we get rain, you know, that dust trail, it just doesn't exist.
He says that defensive driving at slower speeds on rural roads is critical at this time of year. The Adams County Sheriff's Department reported over the weekend that two people were arrested on separate charges Saturday night. At around 9:20 p.m., 42-year-old Lyle Kenneth Houchins of Malvern was taken into custody on charges of public intoxication and driving while intoxicated. Officials say Houchins was allegedly driving a Ford truck which went into a ditch. He walked to a nearby residence where the occupants called the sheriff's office. When deputies arrived on the scene, they found the man hiding in a ditch. After a witness claimed Houchins was the driver of the vehicle, he was placed under arrest. The second arrest occurred about 1/2 hour later. The Adams County Sheriff's Department says 38-year-old Jeremy Bertacci of Lenox was arrested on an Adams County warrant for probation violation. Both men were being held in the Adams County Jail. And a Nebraska woman has been extradited to Iowa in connection with the 2001 shooting death. 45-year-old Tracy Richter Roberts of Omaha was being held without bail in the Sac County Jail. She's due in court next week. Richter Roberts was arrested last Tuesday in Omaha and charged with first-degree murder in the 2001 shooting death of 20-year-old Dustin Weedy. Richter Roberts shot Weedy, who was a family friend, multiple times in her home on December 13, 2001. She told authorities at the time that she and her three children were in the home when Weedy and another man broke in and attacked her. No charges were brought against Richter Roberts at the time, but the investigation was reopened in 2009. News time is 7:13.
This is Mal Sharp for U.S. Cellular. Today I'm in Millennium Park here in Chicago asking people, what would make you happy?
A whole closet full of new wigs.
A closet full of wigs?
Yes.
See, I think you'd be happier getting a new phone faster without a new contract from your wireless company.
Yeah, that would make me happy too.
You see, you could get a new phone in as little as 10 months by switching to U.S. Cellular.
That would be grand.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I get a new phone every 2 years.
Sorry. What is similar between a wig and a cellular phone? Coverage.
Yeah, coverage.
If your wireless company is making you wait too long for a new phone, switch to U.S. Cellular. Get everything from Android-powered to messaging phones faster. And be with the happiest customers in wireless. To learn more, visit uscellular.com.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Are you tired of waiting to get a new phone? You won't have to when you come see me and upgrade to U.S. Cellular, your authorized U.S. Cellular agent at Rex Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic.
In our funeral announcements, 90-year-old Eula Schrader Steffen of Clarinda and formerly from Cass County died Friday at the Clarinda Regional Health Center Hospital. Funeral services for Eula Steffen will be today at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 80-year-old Marilyn J. Tibkin of Exira died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Marilyn Tibkin will be today at 2 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. 81-year-old Lawrence Pedersen, a resident of the Oakland Manor, died Friday. Funeral services for Lawrence Pedersen will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 32-year-old Ben Dean Dwayne Funk of Greenfield died Thursday at his home. Memorial services for Ben Funk will be held on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the St. John's Catholic Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Janet Margaret Hintz died Monday, July the 25th in Park Rapids, Minnesota. Services for Janet Hintz are currently pending. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Our news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.